About 4 o'clock, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office got a call of a van that was stranded on a bridge and the water was coming up. Myself, several deputies responded, as well as several first responders. We got there. We attempted to walk and wade out onto the bridge and get to the van, but those efforts were met with very rapid and high water. We run out and make contact there, so I called for the City of Ava's ladder truck. That way, you know, we could back the fire department's fire truck out there and hopefully use the ladder to be able to get to these people and get them off the bridge. Before the fire truck could arrive, the van went ahead and was washed off the bridge. It went probably 200 yards downstream before it got stuck right in the middle of the creek. At that point, I contacted Mark Henry with the Missouri Conservation Department. We knew that he had a boat and was Swiftwater Rescue certified. He arrived. When the van was in the water, initially the water was about to the top of the hood. By the time we got Agent Henry there, the water was all the way to the top. We were fortunate enough on this van that it did have a moonroof, a sunroof in it. They were able to crawl out the sunroof and sit on top of the vehicle. Once Agent Henry got there, he and a firefighter, Michael Schiff from the Squires Fire Department, they got in the boat, went downstream, and was able to safely get all three out of the vehicle and get them to shore. So we were very fortunate that it turned out the way it did, very fortunate that Agent Henry had his boat here close, and then, you know, it ended up going well. Obviously, we had somebody looking over us that day, and those folks in that vehicle had somebody looking over us that day for us to get out of that with nobody hurt. You know, we are in the time of year when the creeks are going to rise very fast. You know, when you pull up to these low water crossings, it's cliche-ish, but, you know, turn around, don't drown. We've heard that our entire life. We really need to heed that warning because it really doesn't take that much water to flood out your motor. And then, you know, once you're flooded out and you're in the middle of a stream, it doesn't take long for you to get washed off. And these creeks come up very fast. So please do not drive into water. Go around or let the water go down and to a safe level before you cross.